Now, famous last words. If you knew that you were going to say your last words, I wonder what you'd actually say and who you'd say them to. Because there's some funny things that have come up in history. If you go right back to the American Civil War, they had guns in those days, but they didn't usually fire that well. And if you look at this famous last words, this was a general. Sorry, I've got no clicker, so you'll need to click. He stood up, his men were all crouched down like this, not wanting to get shot. He stood up, he said they couldn't hit an elephant from that distance. They were about 1,000 yards away, and he got hit. And that was the last thing he ever said. So that's quite embarrassing, really, isn't it? But what he's got in his grave, I don't know. Next click is a sadder one, and that strange one. Martin Luther King. Here's the interesting thing with Martin Luther King. Those of you who are sort of my age and above and will remember it well. But 1968, in late March, early April, he went to Memphis in Tennessee, and he was trying to drum up support and challenge the injustice that was being done to sanitary workers there, because what happened was it had rained really, really heavily, so they couldn't do their work. They were laid off for a day. The council decided to pay the white workers a full day's wage, but they only paid the black workers 2 hours per day. And they started a big campaign about that. And on April the 3rd, he gave a speech. And his life had been threatened lots of times. And he was almost relaxed about it now. But in the end of his speech, he said, you have got the words up there. We've got some difficult days ahead, but I'm not concerned about that now. He's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over and seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. It was a picture of Moses, because Moses went up Mount Nebo, was shown the promised land, and died on the mountain. And then the following day, Martin Luther King was shot and killed. So if you had something that you wanted to say, I mean, if it's going to be your last words, I wouldn't be saying to my kids, could you go out and buy a McDonald's for me? You want to say something kind of meaningful, wouldn't you? And right at the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus gets his disciples together, and he says this to them: all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's a sermon in itself, isn't it? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. You can make 3 or 4 sermons out of that. And actually, if you get the email from Paul, he's got a really good one on there. So just read the beginning of the email and I'll go and sit down now. No, I will carry on a little bit longer. So our job, according to Jesus, these are his last words that he speaks in Matthew. Maybe he said some other things. Last words to us is, I've been doing the work, now I want you to pick up. Take the baton, you carry on from here and do the same stuff that I've been doing. Right, now, let's change slide. Oh no, there we are. So that's a little summary. He makes a promise. He has authority, he will be with us, and he gives us a command: go and make disciples, baptize, and teach them. Now, a slight change of subject now, but it's not really. So he says to them, go. Right, great church buildings. Next slide, stay there a minute. Great church buildings. A little bit of a guessing game for you here to see if you recognize the church buildings. First one, let's have a look. Anybody recognize? Yes. St. Paul's Cathedral, let's see if that's right. Okay, one out of one. This side now, you have to get the next one. Right. Okay. Westminster Abbey, let's have a look. Pretty good. Okay, this side again. Okay. Paddy's Wigwam. Final answer? Correct. The Catholic Cathedral in Liverpool, which is called the Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral. That's right. Really funny shape, but really nice inside, actually. I've been up there. This side, next one. St. Peter's Basilica. Yes, in Rome. Correct. Very good. 2-2. This side. It gets a bit tricky now. No, it's not the Sistine Chapel. Yeah, it's got you, hasn't it? Yeah. Recently been repaired. Recently had major repairs. Notre Dame, very good. There you go. Let's have a look in Paris. And finally, you should get this one, this team. Magnificent Canterbury Cathedral. Now, recently, if you take the next slide, they did a thing. Last year, they did a thing where they put graffiti up on the cathedral. Do you remember all that stuff? And it was very carefully and nicely done. But big questions that people have. God, do you know me? The vice president of the US, J.D. Vance, he came over and he said, oh, what a mess that is. Fancy, you know, ruining a great old building in that way. And Elon Musk said the same thing. He said, oh, that's absolutely terrible. But actually, I think it was really good that they did it in such a nice way, because these are the big questions that the church needs to address to people. Okay, so those are the church buildings. Let's take the next slide. I need seven volunteers. Now, there are two that never have to volunteer because I just grab at them every time. So Rachel and Ewan, come and join me. Have we got any other young people who want to have a crack at this task? The task is to create a church in 1 minute, okay? If you go and if you grab that cross over there and bring that, that's the one prop you've got. Okay, anybody else want to volunteer? Ray, I can see that you want to come and volunteer. Well done. Well done. Anybody else? Have we got any older people? Can I tempt anyone? Well, I'm going to have to pick on you if you don't actually come out and help. Right. No, it's taking too long. Willow, come on then. You can come out. She really didn't want to do that. Chris, can I tempt you? No, I can't tempt you. Okay. Okay, well done, Paulie. Thank you. One more person? Colin, well done. Right, your task in the space of a minute, and I'll just tell the congregation the story, is to create a church. There's seven of you, okay, and you can create the perfect church, a great church. Just have a little confab and work out how you're going to do it. Talk to each other. The Americans are very good at doing things quickly. Did you know this? There was a London taxi driver picked up an American, and the American said, I'd like to have a look around, you know, the major sites of London. So they drove past St. Paul's Cathedral. And he said, what's that? And he said, that's St. Paul's Cathedral, built by Christopher Wren, designed by him. He didn't build it, but he designed it. And the American said, how long did that take then? He said, well, it took 35 years altogether, but it's still standing. And he said, 35 years? He said, whoa, that's not very good at all. He said, the Empire State Building, we built that in 410 days, he said. They drove on a bit further and they came to Buckingham Palace. And he said, well, how long did that take to build? And he said, well, that's now the Queen's residence as it was back then. He said, that took 16 years. He said, well, we've got the White House. That only took half the time. He said, that's not very good at all. They drove on a bit further. They came past Westminster Abbey. And the American said to the cab driver, he said, so how long did that take? He said, I've no idea. It wasn't even here this morning when I drove by. Okay, have you worked it out? So what are you going to do? This is it. Okay.
Because the people are the church.
The people are the church. Brilliant. Isn't that good? They've solved the problem. So now what I suggest is one of you holds the cross nice and high. Who's the tallest person here? Colin. You go in the middle and you all form a circle around. And if we take, lovely, now form a circle around and hold hands, okay? So here we have a group of people centered on Jesus. And that is what the church is. Doesn't matter about the buildings. We spend a fortune on buildings, don't we? But what matters is the people. And whenever the word church is used in the Bible, it's talking about people. It's always talking about people. It's only over the years that we've got into building bigger and bigger buildings and more ornate. Now, okay, now, the thing about what we do on Sundays when we gather here is that we come to focus on Jesus. So if you point your faces upwards and you hold the cross nice and high, Next slide. You've got people now looking upwards. You can barely see that, I know, but there we are. People looking upwards. Now, what's wrong with that? Is that okay like that, or is there something wrong with it? Huh? What? It hurts your neck. It does hurt your neck, that's true, yeah. We're getting there, yeah? Thank you. Now, let's try that then. So we turn the other way. So you face outwards, still hold hands. Now that could be what Jesus was going on about when he said, go and make disciples of all nations. Now, I'll put something down here. So you've got to go out, and I'm going to put... Colin, you can stay there in the middle. You haven't got to do it. You can take that down for a bit as well if you like. So I'm going to drop some things on the floor here. These are pictures. And each of the rest of the six of you, if you come round and pick up one of those. Now, out in the congregation, you will find somebody who's got the same picture as you've got. Okay, you can break hands now. Pick up a picture each. And so the six people in the congregation are just going to put their hands up. They're not going to tell you what their picture is. They're just going to put their hands up. Can you see six hands up? I can see six hands. So you've got to go round, match up, and then you've got to bring that person in the congregation back out to the front, okay? Now, what's interesting, if we just look through some of these pictures that I've given them, before I get to that, one of the things I really do believe is that you can't convert people. It's God that does that. He's the real missionary. He's at work in people's lives. What we can do is help them to follow, and that's what making disciples is all about, that. So let's start where people are, not go out in the street, but so we've got some pictures, and these are the six pictures they've been looking at. Some people need to be listened, heard. They've got things that they want to talk about, and sometimes just sitting down with them and listening to their problems. Have you matched them up correctly? Okay, brilliant. Some people want a bit of company. We ran a project years and years ago in London for older people, and these were people who were isolated, stuck in their own homes, and we got volunteers from churches just to go out once a week and spend an hour or two with them, just to chat to them, because otherwise they didn't get out. They get carers come in to do cleaning, carers coming in to do shopping, you know, all sorts of things. Poor old carers had so many houses to go to that they were in for 15 minutes and then rushed off to the next place. When the people from the churches came in, they just sat down, had a cup of tea and had a bit of a chat. Or it could be that people need food. I'll tell you what, cats and dogs get better food than we do these days. Have you noticed how their diet is so good and ours is so rubbish? You know, they're going to take over the world in the next few months. Some people have gardens and they can't look after them anymore. And they need a bit of help just keeping them. And they might not be able to afford to kind of pay somebody to do it. But that's another issue that can be an issue, and actually we've got a church garden that needs a bit of help as well. Some people are not very good with money, and actually somebody just going in to help them to work out how to do a budget. Some of you have heard of the organization CAP, but that's a really important thing, you know, knowing how much you've got to spend each month on your heating or your water or your shopping or all these things, and working out how much spending money you've got at the end of it and so on. And then sometimes people will say, oh, you're a Christian, are you? So tell me about that. And actually it pays then to have a bit of thought given to how that works. But gradually, as you connect with people where they are, it gives you a chance to introduce them to Jesus. So we're going to form a big circle around Colin again, facing outwards still, in your pairs, joining hands, and the church has grown a bit, which is all very encouraging to see. And there are the six things that we looked at. And finally, the last slide just says that when we come together, we're coming in into this place, we're looking up at Jesus, but then the last one, we are, if we take a click, going out. And that's the important thing Jesus had to say to his disciples, go and make disciples of all nations.